Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, Abosai. Welcome back to our Sunday morning Shulchan Aruch Eben Hezer Shir. We're in Simon Hey, Sif Tezva. We are starting a brand new sugya. A sugya that's very halach lamaisa, to different levels and with different applications, as we'll talk about in just a moment. Today's topic will be Sirus, the Isser Daraisa of sterilizing or neutering. We're going to talk about human beings. We're going to talk about animals. We're going to talk about men. We're going to talk about women. Obviously, these halachas are very nogei lemaisa if you're a veterinarian or if you have an animal that you want neutered or spayed. We'll see if there'll be a difference regarding if it's what kind of animal and male or female animal. It's also important if a person, obviously, at some point in their life has to go some procedure that involves becoming a sirus, which we'll talk about later. And most importantly, or most halach lemaisa, it will involve the shaila of contraception if a woman or a man wants to take any medication that will prevent them from being able to be molded, from having children. So whether it's a something that we've talked about, a vasectomy in previous discussions, but today we're going to have to talk about what about something like the pill? Is the pill permitted? Is the pill permitted? If there's a male pill, would that be permitted? If there's a female pill, would that be permitted? And these are the shailas that will have to be addressed Bez Hashem today, and then continuing probably next week as well. Welcome to Mr. Bergman and Safrir and Reb Pesach. Okay, so let's begin with the source in Chumash. The pasuk in Emor tells us, "Umauch v'chasus v'nasuk v'charus lo sakriva l'Hashem." You're not allowed to bring a karbon that has any of these various blemishes to the genitalia of the animal. And not only that, but look at the next three words, because that's what we're really going to be focusing on. Uva'artzechem lo sa'asu. You should not make this. You should not do this in your land. Meaning, in your lands, you should not create this situation of an animal that has been injured in his genitalia. What types of injuries are we speaking of in this pasuk? So Rashi deals with each one of these. The pasuk said four items. Ma'uch, kasas, nasuk, karus, which all have a lashon of either crushing or ripping, but we'll talk about specific what each one means. Rashi says that these isurim apply bebeitzim o begid, either in the testicles or in the actual aver itself. Let's see what they mean. Number one, ma'uch, beitzav ma'uchin beyad. The testicles are crushed. Kasus, ksushim yosim imach. It's even more strongly crushed. Could be because of some kind of accident. Nasuk, note take is to disattach. Tlushim biyad ad shenivsku chutin hat shetluin bahem. They're disattached, not that the testicles were cut off, like where, you know, the whole sack was cut off, the scrotum was cut off. No. Nesunim heim bekis, vakis lo nitlash, but the testicles themselves were somehow yanked and pulled away from whatever they should be attached to. I don't know if that means that the vas deferens was ripped. Avikaras, krusin, bekleve, odin, bekis. Again, that's talking with some kind of instrument. Those kinds of animals that have any of these injuries, you're not allowed to bring as a korban. Okay? Unfortunately, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and therefore these halachas are not nogei lemaisa. However, now this is what we do need to see. Concludes the pasuk, uva'artzechem lo sasu, zok to Rashi. Va'artzechem lo tasu, you should not do dover zeh, you should not do this kind of thing in your lands. Meaning, Lisaris shum behema vichaya vafilutmeya. Even if you have an animal that's not going to be brought on the Mizbeach, you should not do this thing to neuter or to sterilize any behema vichaya. Note that Rashi says chaya and afilutmeya. That's Rashi's way of saying, even if it can't be brought as a carbon, because you and I know that chayos are not brought on the Mizbeach. Behemas tmeos are not brought on the Mizbeach. So this has nothing to do with the first half of the pasuk, which is an issur to bring a korban. Here the Torah is telling us we're not allowed to make such an animal, we're not allowed to do such a procedure to an animal. And Rashi explains, L'kach nemar ba'artzachem, L'rabos kol asher ba'artzachem. Don't say that it applies only in Eretz Yisrael, She'iyah shalomar lonis tavala sus el ba'aretz, because this is not a chovas hakarka. Shrei sirus chovas hagufu, v'kol chovas haguf noheges bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz. We know, although the karbanos might only be in Eretz Yisrael, but we know that all other chovos haguf, anything that is not totally on land, per se, is a chovos haguf, and therefore chovos haguf applies anywhere in the world. And therefore, As Rashi explains, the pasuk, the last three words of this pasuk, uva artzachem lo sasu, does not mean artzachem in Eretz Yisrael. It means artzachem, wherever you may be living, anywhere in the world, you cannot neuter an animal. Now, if any of you wanted to become a veterinarian before today's shir, this is going to make your life very difficult, because from what I understand, veterinarians, a hefty chunk, I can't say a majority, but a very hefty chunk of a veterinarian's parnasa comes from neutering and spaying animals. I do have a colleague who taught with me at yeshiva, and his name was Rabbi Dr. Price, and he did become a veterinarian, and he said he was able to do his entire veterinary training. And afterwards, I don't think he worked so much as a veterinarian, he worked as a Rebbe. But he said he was able to always avoid being involved in this maisa that would be an issur d'oraisa to sterilize an animal, which is, again, a big chunk. So if you know of any religious kids, any Jewish children who are interested in veterinary sciences, you have to sit them down and have a very serious conversation about them, that they should realize that they will be in a difficult situation. It is doable. I read an article not so long ago, I think in Mishpacha magazine, about a frum veterinarian who joined the practice. So he took the parts of the practice that were non-sterilizing, and he gave the other part, you know, all the sterilizing, you know, cases he gave to his Gentile partners. Okay. That is the source in the Torah. So it's an issur d'oraisa to do the maisa of sterilizing an animal. What happens if you bring it to a goy, a non-Jewish veterinarian, and you ask the non-Jewish veterinarian to sterilize your animal? That we will not speak about this week. We'll get to that hopefully in a week or two. Comes the Sifra and adds a few points. A few interesting points. Zak the Sifra, only ela behema. I only know that this Issur d'oraisa of sterilization applies to a behema, like one you could bring on as a korban. Chayav of minayin, tam and lomer ba'artzachem. Artzachem meaning any animal in your midst, you can't, you're not allowed to sterilize. Next. Ein li ela ba'aretz, b'chutz la'aretz minayin. How do I know that even in chutz la'aretz, you're not allowed to sterilize an animal, even if you live in New York. Tam and lomer lo sa'asu. It's not a function of the land, it's a function of you. You shouldn't do such a thing. B'chol makom sh'atem. Now we're going to get up to the most important point. The pasuk was talking about animals, korbanos, even non-korbanos, but it didn't mention human beings. Asks the Sifra, minayin af be'adam, where do we know that there's an issur d'oraisa even to sterilize, that this issur d'oraisa sterilization applies not only to animals, but to human beings as well. Tamud lomar ubachem. Does it say the word bachem in the pasuk? It doesn't really say the word bachem in the pasuk. Not in my Torah. You see the pasuk in front of you? It says ba'artzachem lo sasu. So we'll see what that means. But either way, it seems that the Sifra has a phantom limud, where exactly what the limud is unclear. But there's a phantom limud that the Sifra understands, that there's an issur d'oraisa not only to sterilize animals, but to sterilize human beings as well. Now, we have a very important discussion that we're going to learn, a short sugya in the Gemara in Shabbos, in the most unusual of locations. And from this Gemara in Shabbos, we're going to see if it applies to humans, why it applies to humans, if it applies to men, if it applies to women, and what's some exceptions to where there might not be an Isser of Sirus. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud is talking about medications. And is not talking about halachos, it's an agadata, believe it or not. And in the midst of the agadata, where it tells you the healing process, the therapy for a malady called Yarkuna, which one of the translations has it as jaundice, right? Yarkuna from the word yarok. Yarok, which really doesn't mean, I know you think it means green, but no, yarok hikarti means green. Yarok in Mishnaic Hebrew or in Talmudic Hebrew means something like yellowish. So yarkuna, they translate it as jaundice. It's pretty good, because yellowish tinge of the skin is a jaundice. So maybe that's what it means. Maybe it's something else. But the therapy, says the Gemara in Shabbos Kafirim and Beis, for Yakuna is train, have two of these medicines that we just mentioned above, which we're not going to read, Bishikra, with beer. I guess anything you drink with beer helps. And you know what's going to happen if you do take this medication? Says the Gemara in Shabbos, Me'aker, you will become sterilized thereby. So that's the medicine. You drink, if you have jaundice, you drink these two medicines which we've just mentioned, and you drink it with beer. And unfortunately, there's a negative side effect, right? Sometimes you take pills, you take medications, and you look at the side effects. Sometimes dizziness is a side effect, sometimes nausea is a side effect. Well, the Gemara in Shabbos Kafir tells us that the side effect of this medication is sterilization. Now, what was your intent? Your intent was to heal yourself from the jaundice, from the yarkuna. What's an unwanted and undesired side effect? The unwanted or the undesired side effect is that there will be sterilization. In fact, the Gemara Umishari, are you allowed to cause yourself to be sterilized? Vatanya, didn't we learn in the Braisa, Minayin l'siris ba'adam shuhu asur? Where do we see in the Torah that is prohibited to sterilize a human being? Tamalomer va'artzichem lo sasu. Bachem lo sasu. You can't do it in yourselves. You remember the word bachem in the Sifra? And we said, what do you mean? That word doesn't appear in the Torah? So where do you see the word bachem in this pasuk? The word bachem doesn't appear. How can you say bachem lo sasu? Don't do it in you. Don't sterilize human beings. It doesn't say that. So Rashi helps us. Rashi says, the Torah says, ba'atzachem lo sa'asu, karibe lo te'asu. You should not be. Not just you should not do, lo sa'asu, which is a lashon of you doing, you shouldn't do this sterilization on an animal, but we could also read the words of the ta'asu to be te'asu, it should not be done to us. Lo te'asu, you should not be sterilized. B'chari tzuchem lo se'asu, you should not be the object of a sterilization process. And that, this sort of, I don't know if it's a kriuch sif or something like that, but that's the source that human beings cannot be sterilized. So the Gemara asks, how are you allowed to drink this, as Rashi explains? Umishari lishtos kosi kar, are you allowed to take a drink, that a potion that will sterilize you? After all, the pasuk says you're not allowed to sterilize yourself. The Gemara is going to go through a few answers to this question. How in the world could Chazal give us a medication that has a byproduct of sterilization? We're not allowed to sterilize ourselves. So let's look at answer one. And for the Gemara, honey mealy, that which you're not allowed to sterilize yourself. Hecha dekamechavein. Oh, you remember what we said? This was a side effect. This is not a case of a guy who wants to sterilize himself. This is a guy who, Chorot Islan, has jaundice, or whatever yarkuna means, and he wants to heal himself. And the way you heal yourself is you take these two medications with beer, and you get healed from your jaundice. Oh, by the way, it also sterilizes the person. That's not his kavana. So maybe the Gemara says, "Hani lehechad to come mechabin." When you're mechabin to sterilize yourself, that's what's aser. Hacha me'atzmahu. But here in this case, it's just a side effect of the medication for jaundice. It's not something that you are doing. I don't want to say intentionally. Of course, you know that it's going to happen, but you're not doing it proactively. You're not doing it with the intent of sterilizing yourself. That's not your goal.
Why should your kavana make a difference?
I was hoping somebody would ask. I was hoping, I see two people asked it. You're both asking the same question. You're asking, isn't this called a? Psikresha, of course. There's a psikresha. We know by Shabbos, even if you don't, when I open up the refrigerator door and the light goes on, I don't want to open up the light. I just want to get the orange juice. But the light's going to go on. That's us. That's a psikresha. Yeah, we're going to talk about that right now. That's what we're going to talk about. So, for what you're asking is exactly going to be the Gemara's question, why the Gemara is going to reject this suggested answer because of your question. The Gemara is going to ask your question in a little bit more of a convoluted way. Not as directly as you presented it, but that your question that this is, should still be usher because it happens automatically, it's a psikresha, it should still be usher, is what the Gemara is intending to ask, but look at the convoluted way the Gemara asks this question. First of all, the Gemara says, I'll show you that there's nothing wrong with sterilizing indirectly. Dom Rabbi Yochanan, harotzei sheyasaris tarnagol. If you have a rooster and you want to sterilize the rooster. You know what you could do? You can't, of course, take a knife, God forbid, and do something to its, to its lower body and sterilize it. Yitol karbalto. Just remove its, what's the karbalto? That red thing on its head. What do you call that?
The crown.
The crown? Is that what you call it? You know what I mean. The red thingy on his head that makes him look
like... The comb.
The comb? It's called a comb?
Yeah.
C-O-M-B?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Yitol karbalto. And what happens when he loses that karbalto, mistaris me'elav, he will, end up becoming sterilized thereby. So that's the... So just like you could do that to a rooster, so too you should be able to... drink this cup as a healing for jaundice, even though you'll end up becoming sterilized. It's indirect, so therefore it should be okay. Rav Ashi says, no, all you did, you didn't really sterilize the rooster thereby. Ramas ruchuhu denakitalei. You didn't actually sterilize him. You just took away his gaiva, meaning this was his male pride, his crown, his comb. That was what made him feel masculine. You took away that masculine, that sense of feeling like a man, of feeling like a masculine. You didn't make him actually sterilized. That doesn't actually sterilize that animal. The only reason why you're allowed to do that is because you just took away his masculinity and he felt inferior. So he's not going to be interested in trying to attract the girls and having children, eggs, whatever you want to call them, because he lost his masculinity. But not that it's actually an act that sterilizes, but if you would do... watch how I finish the sentence. But if you would do an act of sterilization, even indirectly, it would still be usur. As Rashi now says, Hahu, taking off the crown, Lav Sirus Hu, that doesn't actually sterilize the rooster. Ela Ramus Rucha Nekitale Latarnagola. That's his pride, his glory, his gaiva, his masculinity. Umishanitel Hodo, Humisabel. You take away his comb or his crown, he just feels all depressed. He feels, he feels a little bit, unable, he feels unattractive. Veinu mishamesh, so he's not interested in tashmish. Aval besirus, but if it would be an actual act that would sterilize the animal, I feel memela, even if it would be memela. What does memela mean, Rabbi Osai? Even if you did X and it happened memela, that's psik resh, that was your question. It should be usur. So the Gemara says, how could you tell me, how could you tell me that you could drink this medicine for jaundice? After all, it's causing him to be sterilized. The Gemara says, maybe it's because you didn't have kavana. The Gemara says, no. Even if you don't have kavana, it happens, maybe it still should be aser. Because it's a psik resh, like you all asked. Okay, so now we have to find another reason. Another source, why should you be able to drink this medicine for jaundice? Ella says, the Gemara, answer number two, it's talking about a sris. Oh, you know who the Gemara is talking about when it says that you're allowed to drink this drink that makes you sterilized? It's only permitting this medication, this jaundice medication, for somebody who is already a sris, somebody who's already infertile, somebody who's already sterilized for whatever reason. If you have somebody who's infertile, that person who's already infertile anyway, he's allowed to take this jaundice medication, which will further infertilize him because he's fertilized anyway. That's a great answer, right? If this would be the answer, by the way, you know what we would come out with? We'd come out with an interesting kula. Are you allowed to sterilize an animal that's already sterile? Are you allowed to sterilize a human being who's already sterile? I wish I had a doctor here who could help me. What would be a situation where you have somebody who's sterile for whatever reason, and now you want to do another procedure on him to sterilize him again? What we call...
I don't know the answer to that question, but I had a friend, unfortunately, didn't make it. He had bladder cancer. They gave him some medication that took away all his testosterone, but that apparently exacerbated his cancer. So if he were at SARS beforehand, which I don't believe he was, there'd be a case.
Okay, yes. Other with cancers, you could have such a case. So let's say they take out they take away one thing, then they have to do a second stage. Obviously, those shilas aren't really good examples, because when you deal with cancer, it's always going to be pikuach nefesh, so everything's going to be mutter. But barring the, if for whatever reason you had somebody who's already a tzaras and you wanted to do another act of tzaras, maybe it would be mutter. So maybe that's what our Gemara is saying, that the guy who has jaundice, you know which person who has jaundice could take the jaundice medication that will end up sterilizing him? If he already is sterilized, that's the person who could get rid of his jaundice with this medication. Says the Gemara, no, that's not
okay. Wouldn't the jaundice be kanas nefashas? It obviously means his liver is not working properly.
I hear your ha'ara. I don't know the answer to your question. You're asking a great question. I don't know the answer. You're saying that if jaundice is itself life-threatening, so how could the Gemara be saying, oh, how could you take this medication? It's causing serious. Maybe the Gemara is assuming it wasn't life-threatening. It was just an uncomfortable... type of disease. It just makes you uncomfortable, a little pain, but you can't do Yisurim Daraisa. You're saying maybe jaundice could be life-threatening. I don't know the answer to your question. It's a good point. Okay. Says the Gemara, look at the bullet point over here, right on between 2 and 3. Says the Gemara, no. Even if you would be a Sris, you still can't be Misar to an act of drinking a potion that would sterilize him. Va'amra b'chia bar Abba, hakol modim, b'misaris achra misaris shehu chayav. Oh my goodness gracious. The Gemara tells us that not only is it usur to sterilize someone who's already sterile, or an animal that's already sterile, but even chayav, you're chayav malkos if you would do it. If somebody would be sterile, or would be mesuris, or an animal is already neutered, and then you neuter him again. Again, I don't know the biology well enough how to do that, but, we'll see. The Gemara says, let's say, for example, his testicles have been disattached, and then after that you would take a knife and cut off his entire limb, his entire aver. The Gemara says, that would be chayav because of siris, even though he's already mesuris. So even though you're not making him sterile, he's already sterile, but you're doing an act of sterilization, even that's asur d'oraisa. So therefore, when are you going to be permitted to drink this medication for jaundice? We said that the fact that it happens, memela, psikresha, is still going to be asur. Even if he would be saras already, it would still be asur. Ella says to the Gemara, maybe we're talking about a zakein. Maybe we're talking about a man who's so old that he's not able to bear children. He's impotent, his zera is not yorek echeitz, his zera doesn't have the motility, the strength to be molded. Maybe that's the case, that zakein is the one who's allowed to drink this jaundice medication, even though it will cause sterilization. Says Gemara, that's not reliable either. Because Rabbi Yochanan told us, Hein hechzuri l'na'arusai. Rabbi Yochanan said that there was some kind of medication that I took this medication and it gave me, I took Viagra and it made me feel like I was, 15 years old, 20 years old again. That's what the Gemara says. Ama, it's possible, zaken molin. Maybe if the zaken finds the right medication, finds some kind of medicine that will strengthen him and give him koach gavra again, maybe that would be okay. So you can't ever rely on somebody as a zakein and therefore you can never have children. No, if you get the right medication, maybe a zakein can be molded. Ella, Rabosai.
We learned a couple of weeks ago that if we did an act of sterilization inside the abdomen, that would be mutter. So why is a potion any worse than that?
You're asking a great question, doctor. You're asking if the Chazon Ish told us that an act of... The Chazon Ish said that an act of sterilization in the abdomen is mutter, so why should a potion be any worse? It's a great question. It's a great kash on the Chazon Ish. I'm sure the Chazon Ish thought of your question.
Here he's doing it himself. Over there, it's a sturgeon.
That shouldn't make a difference. Either way, they're both Jews. What's the difference if you're drinking the
How do you know the Chazon Ish is asking
I think the lashon of the Chazon Ish was that it's not considered serious if it's not in the area of the genitalia. If it's in the abdomen, it's far removed. Even, you know, we've talked about the vas deferens is a long tube that goes all the way up to the abdomen near the prostate. That's okay, the Chazaner said. That's not serious. What do you mean? Why is it not serious? Even drinking a potion is serious. Yeah, you have a very good question, Dr. Jared, and a very, very, very strong question on the Chazanish, and I don't know the answer. We have to figure it out. You have to remind me later, Doctor, to ask somebody big about this Shaila. I don't know the answer. Excellent question. Okay, let's leave that question aside because I really don't know the answer. The Gemara concludes, the fourth suggestion, you know who is allowed to take this medication for jaundice, even though it will sterilize them? You ready for this, Rabbi Osai? Ella Be'isha. It must be, we're talking about a woman. Let's stop here. This is a $1 million answer. The Gemara says, you can't take a medication that will cause sterilization, even if it's the unintended result. The Gemara says, okay, it must be talking about a woman. What does that mean? What is this Gemara telling us? If the Gemara is telling us, if we stop right here, that a woman is allowed to drink a medication that will make her be sterilized. Isn't that what it means? That's what it seems to be saying. If we stop here, the Gemara seems to be saying that a woman can take the pill. You hear what we just got? The Gemara is talking about a jaundice medication that causes you sterilization. How could you do it? There's an Isser. Elamai says the Gemara must be talking about an Isha. Ah, you see that an Isha isn't permitted to take a medication that would cause her to be sterile. Sounds from this Gemara that a woman is permitted to take a pill. Or the pill.
Only because of jaundice. But only because she's doing it for something else, not directly.
You're making a gewaldige ha'ara. You're saying that you only see for this Gemara that it's an unintended result of something else. It's a psik resha. Yeah. But if it would be for the intent to become sterile, you don't necessarily see that that's mutter.
Right.
You're right. But I don't know if we find... Are we familiar with any cases that it's mutter to do the thing that's a psik resha, but the item itself, if you do it with the intent to do it, is usser? Psik resha is the same thing as you're doing it. Meaning, if I'm going to drink this medication for jaundice, it's going to definitely, without question, unquestionably, have a secondary result, a side effect. It's as though you're doing that side effect directly, because it's a psik resha, it's definitely going to happen. So in lamdas, I hear you, but practically, I don't know if we would make that chiluk. But you're saying good svar in lamdas. Okay. It happens to be that the Gemara asks another question, but doesn't fall off this answer. The Gemara says, wait a second, you're telling me that an Isha, she's allowed to take this pill that will sterilize her. Well, what about the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, who we don't paskin like, who says that even women have to have children, that women are also chayav and pruravu? What are you going to say? So the Gemara is going to say some other answers, which we don't have to go into. But we don't paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, who say that women are obligated in having children. We are the women are peturos, of course, from pruravu. And therefore, the conclusion of the Gemara is this answer, the fourth answer, that a woman who's petura from pruravu is not going to have an iser of sirus, at least to drink a pill. We're not saying necessarily that one can take a knife and do something to her body and mutilate a woman's body, or remove her ovaries, or tie her tubes, and do something like that. That far we're not necessarily permitting. But as far as what this Gemara is talking about, which is drinking a medication that will cause sterilization, the Gemara says, Be'isha will be mutter. Wow. So we just came out with something incredible. We just learned a Gemara that said that a medication that sterilizes a man would be an Isser D'oraisa, probably, even if it's unintended. But yet, to a woman, seems to be mutter. That's the Gemara that we just learned. So with the Gemara that we just learned, we can now go... we're going to go through a few Rishonim, and then we're going to see two Se'ifim in the Shulchan Aruch based on this. The Gemara was a little bit intricate back and forth, but the next now we're finished going through the Sugya of Shas. Now we're going to be able to go through the Poskim and see how this manifests itself halacha l'maisa. Let's see how the Rambam composes the introduction to this Isser of sterilization. Zok the Rambam Yisurei Biotes Zayin Halachiyud. Asur lahafsid evari zera. What a fabulous, in four words, he encapsulated everything. You can't ruin the reproductive organs. Bein ba'adam, bein ba'behema, chaya va'of. Right, he's trying to tell you whether it's a kosher animal, not a kosher animal, whether it's a human or an animal. Echad tmeim ve'echad torim, doesn't matter if it's something that's not roi lemizbech, something that is roi lemizbech. Bein be'eretz Yisrael, bein b'chutz la'aretz. Oh, what about the fact that the pasuk only said ba'artzichem? Afo pishnemar ba'artzichem lo'sasu. Chazal already taught us, mi piyashmo lomdu shado ezenoi b'chol makom. It applies everywhere in the world. Fine. And if you do this, v'kol ha'misareis, lokem min ha'torah b'chol makom. If you do an act of sterilization anywhere in the world, you will get malchus. Afilu misareis afar misareis loka. Based on the Gemara that we saw, that even if somebody's already neutered, already sterilized, and you sterilize them a second time, for whatever reason, which again, ask the doctor when they would want to do that, even that would get malchus. There is an important question that we never discussed. We said that doing something physically with a knife to a man gets malchus. We saw that taking medication to sterilize a man is also usur. We saw that giving a medication to a woman that would sterilize a woman is mutter. What we haven't discussed head on is what about using a knife on a woman? In other words, doing some kind of maisa with her reproductive organs in terms of tying her fallopian tubes, removing her ovaries, is that? I'll give you three possibilities. Chayev malchus, asa d'oraisa but no malchus, or asa d'rabanan or mutter, four possibilities. So let's look at the Beis Yosef who quotes a Torah's Kohanim. Kotzav Rav Magi b'Torah's Kohanim, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ein Hanekevos Besirus. That Nekevos are not subject to Sirus. Does that mean that there's no Isser? Could you look back at the Rambam for a minute? What was the relation of this Rambam? What did the Rambam, how did the Rambam in his very pithy words say that you can't, that you're not allowed to be Masaris?
He said, Rainbow
Adam. Adam. What does an Adam mean?
A human being.
If he wanted to say a man, he could very easily said bein be'ish, bein be'behema. He didn't say ish. He clearly said adam, which is clearly an indication that the Rambam assumes that the iser of not manipulating but messing up reproductive organs applies both to men and women. Comes this Rabbi Yehuda, this Torah's Konim, says Rabbi Yehuda says ein akivas besirus. Perish Abenu, the Rambam is explaining that that only means chiyuvuhu deleka ha'yisura'ika. When we say that women aren't subject to sirus, that just means they're not going to be chayav malchus if you sterilize them with a knife, by tying the fallopian tubes, or removing their ovaries. Aval yisura'ika, but it still might be aser. Because he didn't say midelotani mutul esaris hanakevos, so therefore, again, actually, the Rambam says explicitly that women are patur. I cut out that piece of the Rambam, but either way, we come out that women are a little bit more lenient than men. Women have an is ar aser midrabanan to do an act of sirus to them with a knife, and to drink is mutur ilchatchila, but to do an act of sirus to a man with a knife would be an iser daraisa. Let us skip the next Gemara Kedushin. Let's look at the Shulchan Aruch, how we paskin in these Isurim. Zok the Shulchan Aruch, this is what today's Sif. Shulchan Aruch Simen Hei Sif Yir Aleph. Asir Lahaf Sidei Vari Hazera. He pretty much quotes the Rambam, practically word for word. You're not allowed to mess up the reproductive organs. Bein ba'adam, bein ba'behema, chayva of. Echad tumeim, echad tahorim. Bein ba'eretz yisrael, bein b'chutz la'aretz. Okay, so all the things you could do to a man or an animal, kosher, not kosher, Israel, Chutz, New York, Kol HaMesaris, Lokum, and HaTorah, B'chol Makom, and it gets Malkos. Afil Mesaris, Acher Mesaris, gets Malkos. Okay, now he's going to get into exactly what this means, what kind of activities, what kind of procedures, medical procedures, would be included. Harei, Shebaecha V'koras HaGid. If one person comes and with a knife and sliced off the person's aver, or the animal's aver, Uba'acher V'koras Es HaBeitzim O Naskan, and somebody else came and cut off or disattached the testicles, Uba'acher V'koras Chute Beitzim, somebody else came and cut the devas deferens, or shabayachad v'maches hagid, or a situation somebody crushed the gid and ba'achev anasko and somebody else cut it off, ba'achev akars and somebody else sliced it. Either way, you have one person after another person after another person. Guess what? Kulam lokim. Even though the latter person only put his knife or put his injury on somebody who was already previously injured, everyone still gets malchus. Kulam loka afal pi shelo siras achron ela misuras. And this applies bein ba'ad, bein ba'adam, bein ba'hema, chayv av. However, and again, this is from the Rama. I just didn't include this piece in the Rama, but it was in the Rama. I just cut it off to be shorter. V'hamisari says hanakeva paslins l'shulchan aruch bein ba'adam bein b'shar minim potur aval aser. To do an act of serus. Again, we're not talking about medication. We're talking about an act of serus to an akeva that will be not asur daraisa, that will be pater aval asur. Now, the Shulchan Aruch is taking a position. The position that I just said, that an akeva is not taka asur daraisa. Now, once you realize, by the way, that the iser of an akeva getting sterilized is only an iser derabanan, there's, of course, much more maneuverability, there's much more room to find kulas if we need to find kulas. I'll give you an example. I'm making this up. This is not lahalacha, but rachmana litzlan. Let's say there's a young woman who is mentally incapacitated. And for whatever reason, she's in a place where she could be taken advantage of. And she could be raped by bad people who would take advantage of such a person. So the community or the family asks the rabbi, could we have this young woman sterilized? There's a tremendous hefsid that could occur if she would be raped. God forbid. So if it would be an issa d'oraisa, the only heter would be if she's at risk for, you know, if there would be some medical risk, some significant medical risk, then we'd be mekel, because we'd be matir, because it's pikuach nefesh. But let's say it's no pikuach nefesh. You have somebody, again, somebody, let's say, for example, a woman with Down syndrome, and she's not able to be put in a safe place, and somebody could take advantage of her and rape her, and she'd have children. It would be very, very, maybe a Rav might be able to say, b'shas hatzorech gadol, b'hefsin meruba, maybe there might be room, but it's only nisa d'rabanan to sterilize her. One could argue, maybe. If it would be nisa d'rabanan, there wouldn't be no room to argue that. I'm not saying that's mutter, but I'm just trying to present the case that why it's meaningful for us to realize that it's only an Issad Rabbanan, that once it's an Issad Rabbanan, there is maneuverability, behefsid gadol, behefsid merube, in extraordinary circumstances, to be matir, some Yisurim Rabbanan. But is it really...
Is there a sick ratio of Rabbanans? I don't know.
I do know. It happens all the time. Sick ratios on Rabbanans happen all the time. The Pashtus, or many of you have lights in your refrigerators that are LEDs, that are the Pashtus Yisurim Drabanan, and opening the fridge, I don't know if any of you will open a fridge that has an LED light in it, just because it's only Nisa Drabanan. I forgot. I used to know, actually. I shouldn't have said so quickly, I know. I mean, I know it's in my Shurim on Hilchas Shabbos, Trumas Hadeshin is a Trumas Hadeshin. Yeah, we're machmir. We're only makel if it's there's a lumdish to be makel if it's a psik resha delo nichle on a drabban, and then some are, then there's room to be makel. But a psik resha on an issa drabban, we're also machmir. So what you're asking is, could you do a psik resha on a the issa drabban? But it's mutter, but you're talking about the psik resha taking medicines. We said before explicitly, there's a mefurish gemara that says women could take a medication. The Gemara said explicitly, so you're trying to find the lamdas to be matir, saying the Gemara is already matir straight away. So you don't need to use your lamdas. The Gemara said it's mutter, that a woman could take a pill, a medication, to sterilize herself. I don't want any of you going to the bank with this. Just because we learned the Gemara, that doesn't mean you know what the poskim say. We're going to get to the poskim later. It's not going to be as simple as the Gemara. The Gemara just says, okay, yeah, women could just get sterilized with a medication, no problem. You're going to see the Achronim don't take it so simply. But that's what the Gemara says. But okay, let's see. This point about women, that women are not subject to the issur d'oraisa of getting sterilized, the Gra says it's not so pashut. Says the Gra that the issue of women, Toras Kohanim Sham. You see Taf Chaf Sham? The Toras Kohanim, the Medrash Halacha, says the following. Minayin Shafen Akevos Bissirus. How do we know that women are equally applied to the issur d'oraisa of sterilizing? Tamu lomar kimash chasam. That's a word in the next pasuk. Reb Yaakov Omer. I'm not sure. Reb Yitzchak, Reb Yochanan Omer. What's Reish Yud Aleph? Bahem. I'm sorry. Mash chasam bahem. Ve'en hanakevus b'sirus. Okay, so we have machlokes in the Taurus Konim where the women are subject to sirus. But our Shulchan Aruch said that it's mutter midoraisa, didn't it? Says the Gra, upasa ketana kama. Ella de'ein behem malchus came in the lo nichlu below tase de lo tasu. Uh-oh. The Gra just said, it's not mutter daraisa and only isa d'rabban, and therefore you can be make like I just told you. It is asa daraisa. It is asa d'oraisa for a woman. So everything I said about a woman who has mentally incapacitated, maybe b'shas atzori, who could find some kind of kula, that was all incorrect. It's not an isa d'rabbanan, which maybe you could find some heter for in extenuating circumstances. The Gra says, it's taka asa d'oraisa. It's just that it doesn't have malkos. That's what normally patev al asur, right? The Shulchan Aruch said, a woman, sterilizing a woman is patev al asur. Normally that means, oh, it's only asa d'rabbanan. Says the Gra, no, it's asa d'oraisa. It just doesn't have malkos. I think that's what the Gra is telling us. And therefore, to sterilize, to actively sterilize a woman would indeed be an iser mida oraisa, with no heterum other than pikuach nefesh, sakonis nefashos. So if a woman would have, God forbid, cancer of the ovaries, of course you could remove the ovaries. However, if a woman doesn't have cancer of the ovaries, just some extenuating circumstances, there's no heter whatsoever, even a hefsim meruba and who knows what. There's no heter if not for medical reasons. Okay. So let's just finish this if, and then we're going to talk a little bit more about medication. I don't know enough biology. Maybe I should have listened better in ninth grade. I never took biology in college. I only took it in high school. If you wanted to do something to a fish, we saw the Rambam said it applies, the Shulchan Aruch said it applies to a behema chayav of. What about sterilizing a fish? Now, if I remember correctly from ninth grade, fish, again, not mammals. Mammals might be different, but fish lay eggs externally. So I guess we're talking about something to do with the egg laying capacity. I don't remember exactly how fish reproduce, but fascinating. Birke Yosef, Kasi Birke Yosef, that field dog in Masulisares. Even fish. You're not allowed to be Masulisares a fish. I mean, if you want to eat a fish, you could clobber it over the head and eat it. That's fine. But if you want to be Masulisares a fish, you can't do that either. Not just Behemachayva of, as the Shulchan Aruch says, but the Birke Yosef adds even fish. So fascinating. Again, I'm not sure of the biology, but if you do the research, you'll know that even being Masari's fish would be problematic. Okay, now let's get into the sugya. Until now, the main discussion of the Shulchan Aruch was actual sterilizing, manipulating the organs to sterilize them. Now let's focus on that side point that we've been discussing of medication. What we call koshel ikarin, and ikar is an akar. Akara, as you know, is a barren woman, and akar is a barren man. Koshel ikarin is a kos, a cup, of to make somebody barren. Some kind of medicine that would sterilize a person. That's koshel ikarin. In English, we call it pills, medications. So here the Rambam tells us a little bit based on what we learned, and you'll see how he develops it. Hamashka ikarn la'adam. If you give a medication to a man to sterilize him, olish arminim, or to other species, to a dog, to a cow, I'm sorry, I should say to a dog or to an ox or a sheep, kedel sarso, hareza aser, but ve'ein lokan alav. You're not going to get malchus. Why won't you get malchus, Rabosai? If it's aser, and let's assume maybe even aser darai, so why wouldn't you get malchus if you give a koshel ikarin to a man or to an animal? If you give a man a pill that will make his zera unfertile, why is that? Let's assume it's an iser darai, so why would that not get malchus? It's a lav shem bo maisa. What do you mean it doesn't have a maisa? Sure it is. You stuck a pill into his mouth. Maybe it's a grama, maybe it's psik resha. You don't get, even psik resha could be asur daraisa, you just don't get malchus on it. Okay, fine. Whatever the reason is, you're not going to get malchus on taking a pill, on giving somebody a pill. V'ha'isha, and this, the Rambam paskins, Shulchan Aruch that we, like the Gemara that we saw, V'isha muteres lishtos ikarin kadei lesarsa ad shelo teled. A woman is permitted to take some kind of medication that would sterilize her. And remember, it's more than just a pill. You know, a pill just makes her sterile for the month, for the week. But here we're talking about taking some kind of medication that would, you know, destroy the ovary. You know, let's say there's some poison to the ovaries. Some kind of poison that poisons the fallopian, I don't know, whatever chemical enzymes are in the fallopian tubes. So, or in the uterus. A woman is allowed to drink such a pill or such a medication that could sterilize her even for life. When do you get malchus? And again, we're not going to talk about this so much. The Rambam continues and says, Harei shekafes ha'adam shasabos ha'kelev. Let's say you tie a man down and you leave his genitalia revealed. And then you sick a dog on him to bite off his genitals. Achmana litzlan. Oshachas adsha asu krishavcha. Let's say you sit a person in freezing water long enough, or in ice, long enough that his extremities freeze and fall off, or, you know, I remember there was a fellow, where was this? In Brooklyn. I think when I grew up in Brooklyn, who was missing part of his nose. And I think the story was that he was in the war, or Siberia, I don't remember, and his extremity, his nose, had literally frozen, and got banged and just cracked off because it had been totally frozen. Rahman Litzlan. So let's say somebody would do that with a person's genitalia. Achabita mena every tashmish. So since it's indirect, you didn't actually manipulate it with your hands to do the act of sterilization. Just have you sat them in freezing temperatures, or you sick the dog on them, if you say that properly, then ain't a loc, actually sorry, it's biyado. But between you and me, says the Rambam, oh boy, but if you do such a thing, I know he's not going to get malchus because he didn't do it biyadayim, but roi la kosabakas maradas. Anyone who's that terrible, you know, who's so bad, who would do such a thing, definitely give malchus maradas, but it can't say you get malchus midaraisa because it wasn't biyad. Okay.
So you could imagine if you would radiate or use some ultrasound lesioning or something of that nature, where you don't touch, that might be very similar.
Yes, excellent question. So if you're going to, again, if it's for medical purposes because of cancer, of course, there's no question you do what you got to do. That's pikuach nefesh. But let's say you have some sick doctor, some terribly sick doctor, who's a sadist and wants to injure people. And he would apply this kind of radiation on, or he's doing a Nazi doctor who's doing experimentation, and he applies such kind of radiation or right, without actually manipulating, without using a knife, without any cutting, and he directs some kind of radiation on a male, that would not get malchus. If a Jew would do that, that would not get malchus, but we would definitely beat him up and give him some malchus mardus for such terrible...
I'm saying even as an elective sterilization procedure, that might be viewed more leniently by halacha.
Yes, it definitely is geared more leniently by halacha. It would only be, it would not be malchus. Yes, it would not be malchus. That doesn't mean it's only a sedra ban. It might be malchus and not a sedra. It might be still a sedraisa, but it would definitely won't be malchus because it would not be considered a yesh b'maisa. Correct. That's what it seems. That's what the Rambam says. Ad she yasa biyadayim. Eino loka ad she yisaris biyado. Okay. Fine, and let's just see what we're going to do today. One second. Okay, we're going to do another 2 minutes. There is a Tosefta. You know, we've been talking about women and women being sterilized by drinking a medication. The Tosefta I'm about to show you happens to be the most explicit and the earliest source who says this explicitly. Look what the Tosefta says. The Tosefta in Vama says, "Ha'ish ena rasha l'shtos kol shel ikarin." A man cannot take a medication to sterilize himself. Shlo yolin. V'ha'isha, look how explicit the Tosefta writes. Risha'a l'shtos kos ikarin shlo teled. A woman is permitted to drink some kind of medication, some kind of potion, so that she will not give birth. That's very explicit. Now, let's take 1 minute to talk about our question, not regarding a woman, but regarding a man. What I want to do is go back to our question that we had a little while ago. You have a man who doesn't want to sterilize himself. He wants to take some other medication. It happens to be, let's say he's a single guy in his 40s or 50s. He doesn't plan on getting married. He could still have children, but he doesn't plan on getting married. Let's say that, maybe he's already has kids, a bunch of kids, and he and his wife decide they don't want to have any children anyway. So could he choose as a contraceptive to take some kind of medication that will mess up his body? Now, he would never do that straight. That would be usur, but for a man to drink a kosher condom. But what happens if he has to take some other medication and the side effect is that he's going to become sterilized as a side effect of something else? Again, which is the shah that we talked before, and that was the shah of the Gemara. But the Gemara said it was taka usur for a man to do it.
That's actually what happens with many of the prostate treatments, where they give feminizing hormone to the man so that the prostate cancer will recede, but it also results in sterility.
Okay. I'm assuming once a person has prostate cancer, that's already going to be in the sugya of pikuach nefesh, right?
Yes and no, but often it's not as aggressive as many other cancers. Depends on the age. Depends on the stage.
So you say if you have an elderly person with a very early prostate cancer, they wouldn't necessarily consider that to be a terminal disease. They wouldn't, you know. Again, I don't want to put numbers on anybody, but let's say you had a 90-year-old guy who has a very early stage prostate cancer. So he might not necessarily be considered to be terminal, you know, that might not be considered a terminal illness. Is that what you're saying? Like they could just let it ride?
I think that would be safe, yeah.
Uh-huh. I hear that. So in such a case that you want to treat it anyway with some kind of medication that you're describing, maybe that would, but it would have a side effect of making him sterile. Okay. Fine. Let's hold the shir here. We're going to stop here for today. But as it says, Hashem, what we have to do at the very beginning of next year is talk about the question of psikresha and davar she'eino miskaven regarding not Shabbos, when something is an unintended result regarding the medication, that you don't want to take a sterilizing medication, but there is something that will sterilize. We'll Bez Hashem start with the next week. And the next week we'll talk about halacha lemaisa, can a woman, a married woman, at any stage in her marriage, say, I had a boy, I had a girl, I had a boy and a girl, or I don't have any children, I don't want to have children. And therefore, okay, I'm not going to tie my tubes, that would be an Isser, maybe an Isser deraisa with the help of Malkus, but I'm just going to stay on the pill. Can you have a couple who say, hey, I have 4 more years of medical school, she says. I have 3 more years to finish my PsyD, my psychology degree. I want to put my guy through, by my husband, I want him to be able to learn for a few years so I can support him. I don't want to have children yet. Could she take a pill? Is she allowed to take a pill? Until now, it sounds like the Gemara says, oh, there's no Isser. It's not going to be as simple as that. We'll see why. We'll see what the issues will be. And that, Bez Hashem, will be what we'll see at the beginning of next week.